Desert Spoon Food Hub received one of the first grants given under the county's Healthy Food Financing Initiative. The grant will be used to build a new distribution warehouse in central El Paso. They help local family farms grow by offering a combination of production, distribution, and marketing services. Here to tell us all about their plans for the future are Adriana Klo and Vanessa Brady. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Great. Thanks for having us.
So before we jump into talking about your amazing grant, I just wanted to check in and ask you, like, how are you doing in this time of quarantine? How long have you been home?
So I think this is now into our third week home. We both have kids. So three kids are home with us constantly. And then add into that still having to run Desert Spoon. And of course, you know, with the increase of sales at Desert Spoon, which we're happy to get this food out to people. It's just been a lot.
It's got to be pretty daunting. What about you, Adriana?
Entering the third week, although I would like to say the first week was just spring break. So we kept it a spring break. We kind of played like denial of what was going on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than we still haven't seen our cousins for 3 weeks. So we limit our interaction with each other as well with the partners within Desert Spoon. So a lot of it is this type of stuff.
Good old Zoom to the rescue, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So let's get into it, because you're right. With this whole everybody in quarantine, you mentioned, I mean, you all have seen an uptick, and I think it's because I miss vegetables. I mean, we get them because in my family, we go to the grocery store one day out of the week. And so we stock up on whatever veggies, but then we also know we got to eat this before it goes away. And I know you all are regularly delivering your boxes, and it seems like such a necessary service right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is how we've always done it, where there's a small team of people packing the boxes and we deliver them to pickup locations and straight to your home. Our home deliveries obviously have picked up because I think, you know, there's some security in that, that your box comes straight to your home and you don't have to go down to the store and there's less risk. And then also just for us, we rather do home deliveries at this time because we don't have to touch things. We don't have to go inside a store. So we actually limited our pickup locations. So the only one that we offer right now is Whole Foods. And then everything else is home deliveries.
We liked that Whole Foods, you had the option of, you could potentially walk completely into Whole Foods to the customer service and not touch anything. Get your box.
Get the heck out of Dutch.
That was an easy option. And I was like, I get a little anxious just thinking of going to a grocery store. So that was a super easy option.
Okay, so let's talk about your grant, because y'all are growing by leaps and bounds, and I feel like this is just a huge milestone for you all.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it was a long time kind of in the works. So the grant was being, or the program was being kind of ran through the Institute for Healthy Living with Leah Wiggum, and then she was kind of spearheading it with Commissioner Stout. And I guess it was probably about a year and a half ago, I think, that they passed it. So it took some time to kind of understand like how the Economic Development Department was going to run it. But during that whole time, we always advocated for it because we thought, well, not only would it help us, but it would help a lot of other, you know, healthy food access initiatives throughout the city. You know, we submitted our application, and then we were told throughout the whole time that, you know, it was a strong application, but we were just kind of waiting the whole time. So I know we had State of the Arts interview, and we already knew during that time that we were talking
right,
to
you're
you.
Like, I can't say anything.
We didn't have the check yet, so we weren't going to say anything. But no, it's super exciting, and we couldn't do the expansion that we're looking for without it.
When we started this, we never got into it as thinking we were going to be an essential business. We all just wanted access to good food. And we thought that everyone in El Paso should get access to that. But add in the pandemic, and it really showed that access to food is so important and so essential. And that the county could agree and really says something about that, really says, you know, just how important it is. So,
So how does that work for you all logistically, or what's the impact to us, your customer?
For the grant?
Yeah.
The first thing that it's allowing us to do is switch operations from our Las Cruces warehouse. We're still going to have that because that's our receiving warehouse. Most of our producers are out in that area, but we'll have a distribution warehouse in central El Paso, which will allow us to do either more deliveries, just be more efficient because we're not having to go back and forth to Las Cruces. And then as part of that, and eventually sometime in the future, there'll be a what we call a micro grocery store attached to the warehouse. And that'll be in the Rio Grande neighborhood area. So it's a food insecure area. And so we're wanting to also increase access to that neighborhood, but then also service and show that a new market can kind of be grown for our local producers and they can blend in with just providing an access to where the community can come and see their products on a regular basis. You know, we do that with the box, but the box is, you know, it's one time a week, only on Saturdays. So this way it gives a little bit more flexibility. So we're really excited about the grocery store
concept. So cool, you guys. I can't tell you how cool that is. I mean, I know you know it, but I mean, I just want you to know it's really cool.
So yeah, it'll be the first nonprofit grocery store model for El Paso. So nonprofit grocery stores have been around. I mean, it's kind of a new concept for the nation, but they're really looking to fill the gaps of food insecurity within the region where retail grocers have not had success moving into these neighborhoods. And so these nonprofits are coming in and starting up these nonprofit grocery stores to help fill it because everybody should have access to good food. And, you know, luckily we're a nonprofit and we handle with food and we have distribution and we have multiple outlets for food. So we have our, you know, commercial outlets with restaurants and schools and hospitals, but we also have the box retail program. And then now we'll have a storefront, brick and mortar. So it allows hopefully some stability in, you know, financials for the nonprofit as well.
And have you guys figured out, or are you having any help in figuring out how to run a grocery store or how to set it up? Because I think everything kind of has its own nuance. And I wonder, I mean, you all have done a really good job of building partnerships. I wonder if there's something there or if somebody's helping you think that through.
There is. Carlos Lowry with Food City has played a pretty instrumental part in kind of guiding us, what products we carry, lining us up with all the contractors that we need to make sure that we get our refrigeration in or, like, you know, the build out of the space. So yeah, he's the behind the scenes.
That is so cool. You would think, well, he's a grocer here in town, that he would be like, well, maybe these ladies are my competition. But it sounds like the more the merrier.
And I think he's always kind of been a strong supporter and in our corner. So major kudos to him. And I mean, honestly, I feel like this is kind of starting back up. Like when we started the boxes, we were new to that too. And there was a bit of a learning curve. And luckily we had people who were willing to help us with that as well. And so this is just the next chapter and we'll take all the help from people we can get.
Can we talk about that? Because I know y'all had these concepts, you have these ideas. Maybe we don't know how to do them, but we're going to do them. What is it within you that drives you to, like, I'll just figure it out?
I don't know. I wonder if maybe that's a woman thing. I don't know. Like, nobody else is doing this, but I'm just going to figure it out. I'm going to do it and we'll get there. We'll get from here to there along the way. We're very open to criticisms or constructive telling us, you know, what we're doing wrong or why we're doing. And I think we all absorb that really well, I hope, you know.
So when can we expect you all to have your distribution center up and running? And when can we go to your grocery store? Do you have an idea more or less?
Well, the distribution center is up and running now. We kind of rushed it because of the amount of box orders that were coming in. So that's up and we're actually prepping the boxes out of there now. And then as far for the store, it's kind of in a holding pattern right now with the pandemic that we're kind of witnessing of starting a new store and getting contractors in. So we're, you know, just kind of being patient and watching funding and expenses, because part of the grant is being sustainable within 5 years. So our projections were based on the sales of that store. So we'll have to watch as we're, you know, using the space already for wholesale, but not having the income of the front end of the store. We'll just have to keep an eye on that and see where we're at.
Right. As we all have to. I mean, this is just something we did not plan for, but like everything else, I have a feeling that everything's going to be all right.
Totally.
Today, my guests have been Adriana Clow and Vanessa Brady, and they just got a really nice grant from the Healthy Food Financing Initiative to start a distribution center for their Desert Spoon Food Hub and coming soon grocery store. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.